You're listening to the July 15th podcast of Cheesehead Radio, episode 1.2, Dollars to Donuts. Our guest blogger this week is Chris Lempesis of oldbagofdonuts.com.
Reach the eye.
What the hell's going on out here?
He
bounced into his hands. He takes it in the end zone.
You are listening to Cheesehead Radio.
Hey,
who is this?
This is CD.
CD. All right. Hi, you're on Cheesehead Nation.
Hey, Jersey Al here.
Oh, Jersey Al!
I bet that's Holly.
Who is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on Cheesehead Nation. Who is it?
It isn't the Glenn Beck show.
Oh, man.
Glenn
Beck.
I'm hanging up.
Cheesehead Radio.
Green Bay Packer fans, what is going down? Welcome to Cheesehead Radio for our July 15th edition, Dollars to Donuts. As you can probably tell, I'm pretty excited tonight. We have a lot to talk about. We have a great guest. Not to mention, we are officially only two weeks away from Packers training camp. If that's not something to get stoked about, you're really just not a Packer fan. Our host tonight, as always, is C.D. Angeli, author of Tundravision at tundravision.com. And C.D. is not only going to host the show this evening, he will most certainly add to his legacy of being a true diehard Packer fan by coming to us live from his family vacation at some unknown campground in the middle of nowhere. And that's not all. In other legacy-related news, we are also joined by the author, whose Foley seems to be creating a legacy of his own, sitting shotgun tonight, is the man from the East and self-proclaimed fake mafia master himself, the one and only Jersey Al Bracco from jerseyal.com, T-G-I-J. But hey, don't forget, this car holds four people, and sitting in the back seat tonight with yours truly, of course, is the lovely, the vibrant, and the way too hot for you to even think about writer at the other 31 and brentfarb.com, Washington, D.C.'s finest, Miss Holly Phelps. And finally, much to Aaron Nagler's dismay, I suppose, I'm Alex Tollich from the Packers Lounge at Cheesehead TV, and I'm telling you, we have it all tonight. We got news, we're going to argue, of course, we got our one-of-a-kind free-for-all, which allows you guys to call the show with your comments, your questions, or simply just to tell us that we're no good. So, without further ado, here they all are. What's going on, Cheesehead Radio? Hey, what are we
up to tonight? Campfire here.
Yeah, I know. Aaron Nagler told me I wasn't excited enough. He said he was going to fire me if I didn't bring it tonight. So there you go, Nagler. We're pumped up. It's Packers time.
Holly, can that be like official now? Too hot for radio, Holly Phelps? I'm kind of like
there you go. Too hot.
I guess.
Yeah.
Wow, what a title.
I don't get cool nicknames like that.
Well, you're not too hot.
You got to do the intro.
Yeah. Hey, I got to put another log on the fire here. Hang on one. Okay, I'm ready. I'm back. Packer football, I'm ready now.
You got any, like, Packer fan at the campgrounds, hanger outers yet, trying to figure out what's going on, or are you, like, isolated?
I've got my back to the camp store right now, so every now and some kids come and start screaming about, like, what kind of marshmallows they want to buy. So if you hear that, you know what that's about, but... This thing is kind of famous. They bring Gilbert Brown here, like, every year for a weekend. So I was hoping he was here. I'm going to try to get his autograph. I think that would be pretty cool.
I really don't know what's more exciting, the Packer news or the Angeli summer vacation highlights. It's going to be a toss. I think.
Yeah, I love it.
You got it.
Yeah.
So take her away.
What's new out there on the East Coast, buddy?
Say that again?
What's new on the East Coast?
Not too much, actually. Just anxiously awaiting the start of training camp here. It's certainly awful quiet here, and all you hear about are Jets and Giants news. So I've had quite enough of that. So I'm ready to talk some Packers tonight.
Hell yeah.
Well, if you would like to call in and talk about some Packers with us, please write down the following number. It's 917-932 8401. After we get through our news and extra points and talking to our special guest blogger of the week, we'll be inviting all of you in to call in and ask us and our guest blogger many questions. Who is our guest blogger tonight?
Gentlemen, it is Chris Lempesis of Old Bag of Donuts.
Ooh. Old Bag of Donuts.
I'm excited to talk to him.
Yeah.
Awesome player, awesome snack. Awesome block.
He's probably one of the best off-season bloggers you read there. He's always got some good stuff up there.
And not afraid to bring it.
An awesome Jersey nickname, too. Everybody around here is Bag of Donuts.
Absolutely. All right, let's get into some Packer news.
Okay, Green Bay Packer news for the last week. 126 lucky people got a phone call they've been waiting for a long, long time. No, they didn't win the Powerball lottery, but they did score season tickets to the Green Bay Packers. Of course, now they'll have to shell out the cost of a personal seat license as well as pay for the tickets. But Green Bay is still a relative bargain, as PSLs range from $600 to $1,400 per ticket. That's just a fraction of what Jets and Giants PSLs run. Just for the heck of it, I sent in my own season ticket request letter this week. That's only about 84,000 other people in front of me.
You're going to make
it. Not bad. All right, well, I got a story about how Cheesehead TV, the blogosphere, keeps growing. Get this, Al. Cheesehead TV managed to scoop the national media this week. Brian McIntyre, he posted the other 31 over at Cheesehead TV. He broke the news days before anybody else that Packers fifth-round draft pick Andrew Corliss had signed his four-year deal, which is worth a maximum of $2.7 million. And comes with a signing bonus of $182,000. Not a bad chunk of change.
Yeah,
I tell you, Holly, Greg Bedard better get back from vacation soon if he knows what's good for him.
I guess.
Keith Nagler keeps tweeting.
Way to go, Cheesehead TV.
Yeah.
Holly, the subject of rookie signing bonuses recently talked about by Jack Bechta of the National Football Post. Bechta says that many NFL GMs wait as long as possible before signing their draft choices. The GMs are worried that the money will get put towards partying and the rookies will slack off on their workouts. One GM said to Bechta that he likes to keep the rookies poor and hungry until camp.
Well, I don't know that I agree with that.
He's a smart man, I see.
I mean, what are they going to go out and buy a new Harley Davidson or something like that? I can't see that.
Well, they'll get a loan, you know, those high-interest loans. They know they're going to be making the money.
Yeah,
keep them out of the club, I see.
Well, yeah, there's that. But speaking of the National Football Post, which, if you're not already reading it, should be one of the places you go every day for football news. Andrew Brandt, who was the Packers vice president at one time, he wrote this week about how it took the perfect storm to bring Charles Woodson to Green Bay. And, you know, we probably all know the story. They talked about it all the time when he was up for Defensive Player of the Year. But Brandt added a couple of interesting tidbits about that offseason in 2006. See, I guess the Packers were also hot on two-time All-Pro linebacker LeVar Arrington. And he turned down more money from the Packers to play for the Giants just so that he could take revenge on the Redskins twice a year. But the joke, I guess, was on him. He ruptured his Achilles in week 7 of that year. He never played another down in the NFL. So that's pretty lucky for the Packers.
I wanted Harrington.
Very fortunate.
Well, I think we all wanted him at the time. But kind of interesting, that whole revenge on your former team thing. Boy, that's coming back to come
that's
around full
one.
Circle.
That's a new one.
Well, Holly, the Packers' Al Harris is someone who hopes to play a lot more downs in the NFL, but this week he announced that he's also now a music producer. He's teamed up with a lifelong troubled friend that did jail time but turned his life around with the help of religion. The new company is called 31 Entertainment, and it will produce Christian rap music with an aim to show kids it's cool to be into religion. Some music has already been recorded, and if you've seen any of Harris's rehab videos on YouTube, you've heard one of the songs as the music bed. As the song says, stay tuned, the proof is coming soon.
Oh, man, that series has been so interesting, watching him come back from that injury.
Wasn't that fabulous to see? I mean, that just gave me a whole different perspective on these guys. It really did.
So much respect, coming back from, you know, not being able to move your knee at all. But, all right, Al, I got one more story for you. You know me, I like numbers. And so this is news that will be spliced by the league and labor alike. Because the Packers released their financial information. Very exciting stuff. They reported record revenues, and they're still in the black. But the big news was operating profits fell by over 50% from last year. And over the last 4 years, Packers revenues have they've grown 5.5% annually, but player costs have increased more than twice as fast at an annual rate of 11.8%. And, you know, what does this mean for all of us? Well, the increase in player costs might shed some light as to why Ted Thompson and the Packers have been ignoring expensive free agents.
Makes all the sense in the world.
At least now it does, yeah. I don't know if it all made sense to us about 3-4 years ago. It's certainly
now it
kind
does,
of tech
right.
Now, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Count me among those many that were decrying the whole lack of free agency thing back then. And it sure does make a lot more sense now, doesn't it?
Right.
Randy Moss.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And now we're going to bring you some news from the Packers Twitterverse. During Sunday's
right.
World Cup soccer game, at least one Packer player was really into the game. That turned out to be my new Twitter best friend, Atari Bigby. Atari's Packers.com bio says that soccer is his first love, so I asked him, was he a soccer player that got recruited by the football coach in high school? Atari answered that he was always football first. So I mentioned to him that his bio also says he earned a letter in soccer, 2 in track, and 3 in football. Atari couldn't help a little bit of bragging, so he just had to tweet back with a simple athlete of the year. So I guess he had a pretty good year at some point in high school there.
I guess so. He's quite a personality, isn't he?
Interesting guy.
Yeah, we got a couple of those
like
on the
Atari, you better be.
I guess. Well, there's another personality on defense, and that's Desmond Bishop. And he got into a heated exchange on Twitter recently with our tonight's guest blogger, Chris Lempesis. And people had been tweeting a bunch of Chuck Norris-type quotes about the amazing things that Desmond Bishop can do. And Chris sent a tweet to Bishop that said, well, one thing that Desmond Bishop can't do is get on the field.
Oh.
And it's a little bit of a burn. Bishop responded with some profanity. There was an F-bomb. And he vowed to make Chris eat his words. And I don't know what precipitated this exchange, but you can bet we'll be asking Chris about it later. So make sure that you stay tuned for that.
Definitely the first question. Well, besides after this name, why you got the name? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Al.
No
I'm
problem.
I'm excited tonight. I don't want to get fired. Sorry.
We're all excited, Al. If you follow Packers rookies Mike Neal and C.J. Wilson on Twitter, you can't help but be impressed with these guys. They're just always talking about faith, family, football, and best of all, Packers pride. So I got moved by these two guys, so I just sent out a tweet to nobody in particular, but I just said I really hope that both of these guys would make the team. Well, within seconds, Jason Wilde of ESPN Milwaukee tweets back, with help from Johnny Jolly, I think they both will. Great job by Jason there. It was literally seconds, I mean, right off the top of his head. But
ouch.
That wasn't the funniest or even the best tweeter this week. No, no, that distinction goes to someone with the Twitter name of PackerLady12, I hope she's listening, whoever she is. As Spain won the World Cup final and their joyous fans celebrated the victory, PackerLady12 tweeted, "Hey, Vikings, see the Spaniards all jumping around? That's what it's like to win a championship."
Nice.
Yeah, folks, that was the Packers tweet of the week.
The tweet of the week.
Tweet of the week, a new feature here.
I like the sound of that. I like the sound. Tweet of the week. Hey, maybe somebody can take that and patent it and make a lot of money off of it and never tell you, Al.
Quick, Alex. Ooh. Go to GoDaddy. Register that name.
We're going to publish a book one of these days. Cheesehead Radio Tweets of the Week. I think that'll rock.
We'll all be rich. Go to Packer game. Thanks,
We're
Al.
We're going to go to Packer game soon.
Thanks, Ollie. Thanks, Al.
Right.
Sure.
Good job, Ollie.
Are we ready to move on?
Extra point report.
All right. Well, let's move on to a game that we like to call Extra Points of Contention. I'm going to make three bold statements, and the guys here are going to decide whether they agree with the statement, whether they think it's a touchdown, or whether they think it's a load of bunk, and call it an interception. And each side will have to make a case and try to sway the third member of our panel up here. And I think we've got some good ones tonight. You guys ready?
I am.
You're ready.
Bring it.
All right. We're not gonna pull any punches here. First up. All right, Johnny Jolly. He's been showing up in the news far too often and for all the wrong reasons. The Packers should release him now, before training camp, and eliminate any further distractions for the team.
Well, I'll take this one first. This is a touchdown for me. Until last year, I always kind of considered Jolly to be kind of an underachiever. Then, as if by magic, in 2009, Jolly turns into this wild man. He's blocking passes. He's making diving one-handed interceptions. He blocks a field goal. Seems like he was everywhere. Until we got towards the end of the season, when the big guy got a bit tired and he went back into coasting mode. Of course, when it mattered the most to the team. So which Johnny Jolly is the one you're going to get? Personally, I'd like to see the Packers with some more athletic defensive linemen. And hey, what a coincidence. They just drafted two. While it's a bit of a gamble, I say let the Jolly Rancher go stand trial in Texas without an NFL contract. Maybe then he'll appreciate it more.
Boo, boo. Al, I'm going against you, and the Jolly Rancher would be upset with that answer. He is a proven commodity. Yes, at the end of the year, he sat down, he got a little tired, but everybody's written about that. The line got tired at the end of the year. There was too many reps. It happened to Jenkins. It happened all across the line, not just Jolly. He is a proven commodity and the guy that we want in the rotation. Yes, he may not be Packer people. He may have some things to come, but what guy is going to have more motivation to come to the field and put it down than Johnny Jolly this year? I say keep him.
All right. Well, CD, sounds like it's up to you to cast the deciding vote.
I'm going to have to go with the interception. I remember the 80s very well. I remember the whole James Lofton, Mossy Cade incident, and the Packers seemed to miss on both. Lofton was acquitted, but they had released him ahead of time. He went on to have a Pro Bowl career elsewhere. Mossy Cade, they hung on to him. They thought he was a commodity. He ended up getting incarcerated, and they couldn't cut him until he was out. You're not going to pick right when you start doing this on moral reasons. And as Alex said, he's a commodity. Ted Thompson is not in the business of letting commodities go without compensation. We've learned that lesson, too. So we're going to keep him until he proves absolutely that he's not going to be worth anything to us anymore.
All right. All right. So I guess we're not we are not into rocking the boat with cutting him to the curb. I see how it is. All right. Well, maybe we'll be a little bit more controversial with this next statement. You guys ready?
Ready.
All right. So the Packers Hall of Fame, the class of 2010. It includes Greg Cook, Marv Fleming, and Mark Chmura. When all the scores have been tallied, he doesn't deserve to enter the hall this year, if ever. Who agrees with that?
Ouch. Well, what can I say? I got to take the touchdown on this one. You know, Chewy, loved him. He was a guy, he was a Super Bowl, but you just can't get past the whole charge thing. No matter what, it's in the back of the mind. It taints his career. It's not what being in the Packer Hall of Fame is all about. Chewy, I love you, but you slept with a kid at a teenage party. You just can't be in the Packers Hall of Fame. I say touchdown.
Are you saying there's no roped off section for that? I thought maybe there is
no asterisk at the Packers Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I'm going to disagree with you, Alex. I'm going to say interception on that. Not that I really am supporting Schmer in this. Obviously, what he did, he put himself into a very awkward position, very awkward situation. But at the same time, you got to think about it. Greg Cook, who's also being inducted this year, said, hey, honor isn't something you have to be given, something you wear on your sleeve. And I'm not sure that Schmer has that. But the problem is, what is the Hall of Fame? Is it honor now? We allowed Don Majkowski to enter the Hall of Fame. Nothing against Magic Man. I love him. He's a great guy. But not only did he only have, yeah? Not only did he not only have one good season with the Packers, he only had one good season in his career, and he's in the Hall of Fame. So if you're going to let Majkowski in, I don't understand why you're not going to let Schmer in. So I'm going to say interception.
Busting out the Don Majkowski reference to make a point from the campground, plus one.
All right. So where does that leave us?
God only knows. Where did we start?
Holly, do you want to take one, or should I be the deciding vote here?
Oh, go for it. Have at it.
Okay, I'm going to have to agree with Alex on this one, but for a different reason. I just don't think Chmura did enough to be in the Packers Hall of Fame, and I don't care who else got in there that didn't deserve it. I'm just going by this one question, this one player. He did not do enough to get into the Packers Hall of Fame. So I'm going with Alex on this one.
All right.
Dang, there's a blog post for tomorrow.
Happy to provide you fodder that isn't already taken by Brian Caribou.
Exactly. Anything that Caribou hasn't written, I'm all over.
Yeah, but he's listening right now and typing as
he probably is. On Cheesehead Radio last night.
Unless you already do this in a vacuum, you know, there's no avoiding him. Sorry.
It's probably already posted. Yes.
All right. Well, we got one more here. So here's the last point of contention. Mike McCarthy has removed all doubts. Mason Crosby will be the only place kicker the Packers bring to camp. The team's doing the right thing.
Alex, I think you got the first one here.
I'll start out with the interception on that one. I just don't. Yeah, I'll start out with that. Your interception, Crosby, I loved him when he got drafted. I thought it was a great pick. He got picked in the sixth round. That's the time you want to pick a guy like that. Strong leg, cold weather kicker. I think it was fantastic, a great pick. But he's not panning out. His kickoffs are getting shorter every year. He's becoming unreliable, and he's costing us games. Slocum just seems to be protecting him, and he's giving him a lot of mixed messages. First, during the year, he completely breaks him down from scratch in the middle of the season. And then after the season, he says, oh, don't go to any kicking specialists or anything like that. We don't want you to do that. We'll just work with you. You're messing with this kid's head, and he probably should go get a fresh start somewhere else before he completely messes up like Brett Conway or something like that. So I'm going to say let's let him go or at least bring in some competition.
Is there anybody think there's hope for him?
I sure do, because CD, you're wrong. And not for any reason that makes any sense, by the way, but Mason Crosby is awesome. Dude, I love this kid ever since he got here. And to make an even more awesomer, if that's a word, awesomer, is that a word? At the Donald
Trump. Only two errs are allowed, I believe.
Oh, okay, fair enough. To make him super awesome, at the Donald Driver Softball Charity Classic game,
He came up to me, he signed my jersey, and he looked me in the eye and he said, "Hey man, that black jersey is killer. Mason Crosby, he should be on the team just for being cool." Like I said, no statistical analysis needed. I love Mason Crosby again.
All right.
Well, I'll gladly jump in with the deciding vote on this one.
Mason
Crosby is a receiver fell down and I hardly had to move because it was right in my hands interception for me.
Ooh.
I've got three numbers for you. 25, 27, and 25. No, that's not the combination of Crosby's locker, but it is where he's finished among NFL kickers the last 3 years. And here's a number for you. 100. That's the percentage raise Crosby received this year when the Packers just handed him the job with no competition. Now, this isn't a new complaint for me. Last preseason, I was calling for the Packers to bring someone in to push Crosby as well. No, the Packers say, we don't want to waste a precious camp roster spot on another kicker. Yeah, like they needed to bring 11 wide receivers to camp last year. And get this, Crosby recently said that this year he's going to concentrate on just making kicks. Well, glad you're coming around to our way of thinking there, Mason. Interception.
That's a novel approach.
On the other hand, he is the finest special team tackler that we have. I mean, he is a fantastic special team safety. He lays some wood. He's, you know, if we could just use him in that role, I think he'd be fine.
He may be the best tackling kicker I've ever seen, but that's not why he's on my team.
He is kind of a big kid when you see him up close. He could definitely take Brett Swain, I'll tell you that much.
All right, well, that's been Extra Point of Contention. Thanks, guys, for playing along.
Who wins?
Excellent.
Yeah. What's my prize?
Don't you have to pick a winner?
Johnny,
I'm not a winner.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I think
right,
the only answer is that Mason Crosby is the winner. I mean, clearly, he's gotten already
like
paid.
The
going to camp.
Mediocrity rewarded. Mason Crosby.
There you are.
We're
going to throw it to a short break, and we're going to wait for our special guest blogger, Chris Lentesis of Old Bag of Donuts. We're going to have him call in. So on the other side of the break, we'll be talking with Chris, and then we will open it up for you. Once again, the phone number for Cheesehead Radio is 917-932-8401. Coming back on the break, we'll be talking to you and Chris Lentesis. See you there. We're back on Cheesehead Radio. I believe we have Chris Lentesis on the line there. Do we have Chris on the line?
Yeah, that's me.
Chris Lentesis, Old Bag of Donuts. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, good to have you here.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, this is Jersey Al here. I got to ask you the first question here. We all know Old Bag of Donuts was Frank Winter's nickname. Why'd you choose that name for your blog?
Well, you know, Adam and Gene and I had the idea probably a couple months before we started it, and we were just tossing out some names, and nothing seemed to fit. You know, truth be told, we actually almost went with Dan Devine's dog. We thought that would have been kind of fun. It's kind of dark, but we kind of all thought that was, you know, funny, and if people didn't know about it, they'd be able to, you know, look it up and find the story. But then Adam one night just said, "Hey, how about Old Bag of Donuts?" And I said, "Frankie Winter's nickname?" Yeah, I said, "Yeah, it sounds awesome." We ran it by Gene, and you know, the rest is history, I guess.
So there was no hidden love of Frank Winter's or anything like that.
Well, yeah, no, Frankie's certainly a favorite. I mean, how could he not be, you know, a favorite if you're a Packer fan? I mean, the guy once said that pizza and beer were his keys to longevity in the NFL. You know, you got to love a guy like that.
Well, here in Jersey, where Frankie is from, the nickname Old Bag of Donuts usually indicates like an average Joe, like a lunch pail type of guy. So the nickname certainly fits. And I was reading somewhere that John Madden gave him that nickname. Do you know if that's correct or not?
I don't know. That makes sense, though. Certainly, okay. You got to think Madden would love a guy like Frankie Winters. So.
Right. It does all fit, but I just didn't know if it was correct. But so anyway,
right.
Okay, great. We love the name, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, Chris, let's talk a little bit about Des Bishop for a second.
I knew this was coming. I knew.
I know you're calling in from a you know, an untraceable phone number. I don't know if you've gone into hiding.
I'm somewhere in Central America, actually. I'm hiding. Yeah.
I was gonna say I thought you'd be leaving the country soon. Why don't you give us a little breakdown on that conversation and how that's panning out for you?
Well, I just thought it was funny. You know, I'm obviously on Twitter quite a bit, and you know, over what Monday and Tuesday, I guess it was, I noticed all these people tweeting all these Chuck Norris facts about Desmond Bishop, which, you know, and it's funny, and I certainly have nothing against Desmond Bishop, but I just thought, you know, it'd be funny to tweet, hey, you know, everybody's talking about all this stuff he can do. There's one thing he can't do. I didn't think anybody would even notice, and I certainly didn't think that Mr. Bishop would take notice. 6 minutes. It was within 6 minutes he had responded his interesting.
Quite a response, too.
Yeah, it was something, that's for sure.
I thought it was great. As a guy who sits around on Twitter and thinks it's fun to bash players and then go hide, I thought that was just about the most entertaining thing ever. And it's good to see a guy come back and give it to you hard, too. You know,
I know,
you guys some grief, and they always sit there, but he came back and served you. It was awesome.
He did. And no, I agree. I think it's awesome. Now I absolutely am pulling for Desmond Bishop, not just because I don't want him to kill me, but more because I agree with you. I think it's funny that I gave him a little bit of grief, and he, you know, gave it right back to me. So I thought, yeah, definitely rooting for him this season.
Are you buying the Desmond Bishop jersey now for the upcoming
No,
year?
I'm not going to go that far. I think I'm going to stick with my original plan to buy an Aaron Rodgers jersey. But
okay.
Good call.
All right.
Fair enough.
Safe choice.
I got to say, Chris, one of your posts last week that I really liked was explaining to people in Cleveland what it means to, you know that the heartache of having having a legend leave you. I thought that was really, you know, it was really well done. I really liked it. That,
oh, thank you.
You know, LeBron has left you. LeBron has left you. We know how that feels.
I did. Well, you know, I actually missed the decision atrocity or whatever they were calling it. I missed that. So when I came home and was watching the replay of it, I started thinking, oh, my God, I've been here before. Where have I been here before? And then I was like, wait a minute. With him. So, and then I saw shots on ESPN of all the Cleveland people in tears and burning the jerseys. And I thought, yeah, those emotions, I remember those well. So, just decided
so
to
in
put
the
my
end,
own spin on it.
In the end, Chris, who do you have more respect for now in terms of how they handled it, LeBron or Brett?
Good question.
I can't imagine having less respect for anybody that I have for number four there. So I'll go with, I'll say LeBron. Meg, shockingly, I still think LeBron handled himself better than Favre did.
So ESPN's better than Greta Van Susteren overall?
Oh, they're both. That is, I don't even know how you compare those two.
Well, I think it's kind of unfair to ask him for a final tally just yet. I mean, we got to see whether LeBron's still talking about it in 3 or 4 years. Because,
right,
you know, it's like, it's like Favre's Iron Man streak. You can't start somebody else counting until Favre ends. Well, you can't start talking about, you know, who talks the most about this until Favre stops talking about it.
Well, and it's still, I mean,
well,
it blows
that
my mind.
Be another 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, and it blows my mind. I mean, I saw the excerpt from the Men's Journal article that they're doing on Favre. I only saw the little excerpt today where he still says he's still claiming that the organization, you know, he felt like he was being forced into retirement 2 years ago, and it's like, Jesus, is he nuts?
He is nuts.
He really is.
Yeah.
He's so delusional.
I'm proposing that we make Favre the new F word. I think that's going to go over.
But I actually like saying the original F word. I don't really like saying it.
I know.
So.
Yeah.
But I notice you won't say his name, though.
Huh?
I notice you won't say his name, though.
I try not to, if all possible.
You've avoided it. You've avoided it in every sentence.
I'm actually wearing my Judith Favre t-shirt as we speak, so.
Excellent.
So.
The karma is oozing through the shirt.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got to tell you, you put together one of the coolest series off-season, and it makes for great the off-season is great because you can just talk about random stuff. You put together that all-time 53-man roster.
I did.
How hard was that? How fun was that? How hard was that?
It was, you know, it was both. It was one of those things, and I've had this happen a couple times at the site where I go, you know what, wouldn't it be great to do an all-time 53-man? I had the idea sometime during the season. I go, that would be great. And then I sit down and I go, I'm going to start this tomorrow. And as usual, I paint myself into a corner, and then it ends up being way more hard than I thought it was going to be because you have to comb through all this history and all these numbers and statistics and how many Pro Bowls this guy went to over how many he went to. So it ends up always being harder than you think it's going to be at first. But that being said, it was a lot of fun to write, and I love it, and I love the discussion, and, you know, I love people telling me, I can't believe you put Ed West on the list, or whoever it might be, and, it was a lot of fun.
Well, if you haven't checked it out, listeners, oldbagofdonuts.com is the place for you to go look for that if you have not seen the amazing 53-man all-time roster, great place to go look. Do we have any other questions for Chris tonight?
I don't have a question, but I want to say, Chris, I haven't talked to you before, but you do a great job over there. Keep it up.
Thank you so much, man.
Love
thank
it.
You. I'm a huge fan of all you guys, too. So.
We're all fans.
Awesome.
We are.
We are one Packer Nation under Vince here.
Absolutely.
Hey, let us open up. Chris, we'd love to have you join us. We got about 20 minutes left of the show, and we'd like to open up our phone lines. We got some people we know would like to call in tonight. Would you like to stick around with us and talk with some fellow Packer fans?
Yeah, that's fine. That sounds great. I'd love that.
Excellent. Great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are open. Holly, Alex, Jersey Al, myself, Chris, all looking forward to hearing to what you have to say tonight, what you want to talk about. Phone number, once again, is 917-932-8401. Excellent. We'll wait for our first caller. We'll wait for the little magic ringtone to come in here.
What if I don't want to talk to people tonight? Is that an option, or do I have to?
No, there's five of us. You can just kind of hide in the background if you want.
Sweet.
Alex, your excitement at the beginning earned you a post the rest of the show, so you're good.
Okay, excellent. Just checking. You never know who's going to call.
You don't.
Or if anyone is going to call at all.
This is true, and, you know, John Rahor swore to me up and down he was going to call from his campground this weekend, so I am waiting for the switchboard to light up, but I'm not seeing anything yet.
I know, you know, the thing is, let's say this right now, when, like, Packer Transplants is on, they're like, come on, someone call the show, blah, blah, blah. Who steps to the plate to call the show? Us. Now, Aaron Nagler, Corey Banky, we're having a show here talking Packers. You both got phones. Is there a call?
Yeah, where are they at? Are they going to call in, or was Nagler going to grace us with his presence tonight on the phone lines? Or
it's doubtful. We'll see. And then if he does, then he's going to be upset and whiny about it. So let's see.
He's too busy in his ivory tower, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
It's killing me. Oh, you guys are so funny.
He's got something important to do.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
he's probably on a family vacation or something.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if John's even going to call in because he got upset that we were talking about LeBron. He he was saying on Twitter, oh, please, God, no LeBron talk. So I don't know if he's going to call. I hope so.
Can we just find it out? Go ahead.
One thing, callers, you know, you do have to press 1 when you call in. Otherwise, you just listen to the show. But
there you go.
Hey, I think we got somebody.
All right.
Hello, you're on Cheesehead Radio. Who's here?
This is John. How are you guys? Are you looking for me? I'm calling.
Woo. Excellent. John. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Super.
I'm doing well.
Can't complain. How do you actually say your last name? There was a huge debate on it last night. We put out about 20 different pronunciations. Let's hear the correct one.
It's actually pronounced Rehor. You can,
Rehor. There you go.
Yep.
Nobody won.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about that. I'm not even at my campground yet. We're just coming back from the Walmart, but I at least want to take a couple minutes and say, you know, this radio show is just a great thing. It's fantastic for Packer fans. I love it. It's must-listen to radio for anybody that's in with the Packers. And, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't want a Thursday night not talking about it. It's just awesome.
I can agree with
you.
That. Completely.
It's been a lot of fun for us, I got to tell you. This chatting across Skype with people from all over the country is kind of a treat for me, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, for me, you know, coming from Chicago and listening to, you know, I get to deal with all the Bears nonsense on a daily basis. You know, it's nice to actually get to have a place to go and just talk. You know, it's different to just type the words that you want to say, but to actually get out there and talk is even better. So I appreciate it, and I think I speak for all Packer fans out there.
And as a guy who lives in Minneapolis, I just want to say I could not agree with you more on that last statement, because it is awful having to hear all the Vikings talk constantly.
I just want to say one thing about, you know, you were talking about the Hall of Fame, and I don't remember who, you know, had actually said it because I was, you know, I was having phone trouble today, but somebody had said that if Chimura, whether or not he deserved to go in the Hall of Fame, and was referencing back to Mikowski, you know, I put on the site page, if Mikowski can get in the Hall of Fame for one good year, there's no reason that Chimura should not be able to get in. I mean, his record on his field speaks for itself. If you take aside the incident, you know, when he was accused of what he was accused of, you know, he contributed to a Super Bowl win, a Super Bowl loss, and, I mean, he was integral in that. I don't know why, you know, the debate would even come to be. So I fully support, and I'm looking forward to him being in the Hall of Fame going forward.
Plus, he got mentioned in that song, Pack Arena. I think that's pretty cool.
A resounding yes for, he almost talked me into it, I think, actually. A resounding yes for Chewy. I mean, all right. Fair enough.
John, how do you feel about Mason Crosby, John?
Good leg, head case. Why would you not bring competition? I don't get it. You know, it's not 2007 anymore, and his reputation is not what it was in 07. He's missed integral kicks at very important periods during the season. And you're going into a year when you're supposed to be a Super Bowl contender. So I don't know why you want to at least bring a couple camp legs in there to at least get in his head a little bit and show you're not the savior. You're not the only one. We can find someone else to do your job for you.
Well, the reason, John, is because we need 11 wide receivers and 8 safeties in camp. That's why. So there's no room for them.
Well, I was hoping to pick up another 5 or 6 fullbacks, too. I mean, I just don't get it. But,
I'm with you.
All right. I have a rush, so I'm going to actually cut you guys short.
All right. Well, John, thank you very much,
John,
for calling in this week. Good to hear from you. We got a couple more callers to come in and chat with us. So
great.
Let's see who's on the line here.
Nagler's in an epic game of Clue.
It could be. It's Nagler, or who do we have?
What it says.
Hello, you're on Cheesehead Radio.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, my name is Dan. It's nice to talk to you guys. I really Aaron Rodgers. I like what he says after the games, and I like the article that was in ESPN Magazine. But I was
That's great.
What's that?
Yeah, there's some great things in there. Just fantastic.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know about this yet, it's in the July 26th magazine, and it's he's got a cover shoot. There's this cool spread. If you go to the website, there's a video with behind-the-scenes stuff, too. It's pretty nice to have that kind of coverage. But I'm sorry, Dan, please continue.
Well, I was up in Green Bay last month, and I wanted to get some guys' autographs, and there were a lot of us. And Aaron didn't stop to sign our autographs or anything, and people were saying that he would never do that and that he keeps his distance from the fans. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts about that, or does he have, like, two sides? Or like, he seems like a really cool guy from what I can tell. I read the chapter about him in the book Life After Favre, and he tweets sometimes, and I read his tweets all the time. I'm just wondering, like, what you guys think of Rogers. Book.
Well, all I can say, Dan, is from experience, and that the only time I've ever seen Aaron Rodgers in person up close signing autographs was actually just a couple months at the Driver softball game, and he actually did stop. He got to the game really late. There had to be like one, maybe two, 3 minutes before the game started, and him, Barnett, Harris, all those guys rolled up at one time with just seconds left to spare. In fact, nobody was even waiting for him to come anymore, and Aaron Rodgers was the only one of those five guys that actually stopped and did sign a few autographs on the way up. So, I mean, I love the guy. He talks a lot, but, you know, as far as his fan interaction, so far from what I've seen, he's willing to go the extra mile, but that's just
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, maybe the day I was there, he just was busy or something.
That could have been.
Sometimes
I think you only have to look on Twitter just to see how much fans want a piece of these players. And, if you think about how many people are tweeting Aaron Rodgers in a day, how many times people are stopping outside waiting for him. We actually saw him his rookie year. He was very kind. He stayed up much longer than pretty much anyone else. In fact, to the point where people were saying go away because they wouldn't stop. But at some point, I think you have to say, okay, this is not my time to sign autographs. I need to move on. So I don't begrudge him for it. I think he's a pretty good guy.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my question.
Thanks, Dan, for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
Cool. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean the video on ESPN that was the behind the scenes with Aaron Rodgers. He was talking about how people come up to him all the time and they tell him how much money they've made with him as their fantasy quarterback, and they tell him that he ought to do well because they're starting him this week or whatever. And he said, and I can't count the number of men, grown men, that have come up to me in tears, like they're crying. Talking to me, and he was like, "I gotta say, it's a little weird." But it was, I mean, he just, I think, I mean, you gotta expect that at some level, no matter how much you want to be a good guy, you reach a point where you're like, "All right, yeah, I'm done, right now." But I don't, like you said, I don't begrudge him that.
Dang, a whole bunch
gotta
of
have his own time.
Hello, you are on Cheesehead Radio.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, who do we have?
Hey, this is Max. I missed you guys.
Oh, hey, Max.
Hi, Max. Number.
Long time.
Hey, I've been listening patiently. I thought I'd give it a call in. Got a quick question for you guys.
Go on.
Go ahead.
All right, so I know it's early. We haven't started training camp yet, but who's that veteran that's going to be cut that's going to surprise all of us? And more importantly, how many fullbacks are we going to keep this year?
Good question.
I'm shooting for four. I'm shooting for four this year.
I'd say we're going to
pick one up.
Tight ends this year.
That's going to be cut.
We're going to move Desmond Bishop to fullback so he can be the fourth one.
Speaking of tight ends, I could see Donald Lee being let go.
I was just going to say that. That's a great choice.
That was actually what I was going to say, too, probably.
I mean, I think he's in real jeopardy. I mean, unless, I say if you a guy like college or somebody really comes out poor after the bad offseason you already have, you might see something like that. But, I mean, Donald Lee is definitely on the hot seat.
Well, the one thing that might save him were the scrapes that Spencer Havener got into.
That is true.
I mean, you know, he hasn't earned his stripes yet. There's no leeway for him, I don't think.
Yeah, and if you cut Donald Lee, that's assuming that Corliss can step in and play right away and play special teams. And I don't know much about him. I don't know if he can. He seems kind of raw.
Those are big ifs.
Yeah. Huge ifs.
I just feel like Lee lost his confidence when... Sorry, go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, I was just going to chime in on that and say, to me, it seems like Lee was very much Favre's guy. And when Rodgers came in, he didn't really favor him. And then last season, certainly, and going forward, he favors Finley. And it just seems like it's really affected Lee's confidence, you know? And he just hasn't seemed to really ever get it back. Plus his salary, I think he's making close to $2 million next season as a backup tight end. I would say if Corliss or Havner has a very good camp, I think it's going to be Donald Lee.
Favre's been making tight ends look like great for years, so...
Yeah,
maybe he just isn't that good.
Hey, you know, don't forget, Lee got his chances. He just can't catch in the end zone.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, maybe he'll come up here to Minnesota then if he gets cut.
Perfect.
I'm sure they'll jump on him.
Those Packer players seem to love driving straight west.
Yeah.
Close to home.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Good show.
Thanks,
Max. Okay, Max.
All right.
Take care. There is a whole bunch of stuff going on Twitter, Jersey Al, right now that you might be interested. Online shopping coming soon. Getting his website ready to go. Jermichael Finley.
Oh,
hashtag GDI Finley gear. Happening right now, Jersey Al. Just thought I'd let you know.
Hold on. I gotta make a phone call. Hold on.
Happening now. And also on
Jersey Al, are you getting a cut of that?
Say that again?
Are you getting a cut of that, Jersey Al?
No, that's the whole problem.
Oh, man.
It would be a prophet if I was.
In other Twitter news, Aaron Nagler is not calling because he's in an epic game of Clue. So that shows where we are on the totem pole.
Hey, Clue is a great game.
Brian Caribou is listening. Brian Caribou is listening, though. He is. He's talking about Donald Lee right now. Oh, that could be him. Maybe not.
No, I don't think so. Hi, you're on Cheesehead Radio. Sorry, guys. It's not Aaron. It's just Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, we got to keep Spencer Havner on the team because all he does is catch touchdowns. 7 receptions, 4 touchdowns. That's a pretty good percentage.
Good average, huh?
I agree. I agree. Late in the year, he came on huge, and I was a big fan because he always just seemed to be the forgotten guy that no one gave credit. Stepped up big. He's better than Donald Lee, if you ask me. But that's just me.
Oh yeah, he's got sure hands in him. That's for sure. What do you
gentlemen,
think about Desmond Bishop?
Needs to get on the field?
Yeah. How do you think he gets on the field?
Rotation, I think. I mean, the guy's in between a rock and a hard place. I mean, look at the names you got to get over before can actually get on the field. I mean, who are you going to sit is even the bigger question. I mean, here's a guy if you wanted to use for trade bait, you know, you might have passed your prime already, and that's kind of sad. But I like Des Bishop. I hope he does as well. But I don't see him being anything but a role player right now.
Just don't tell him on Twitter that you think he needs to get on the field.
No doubt.
He'll give you an interesting response. So
I know, and I'm the one that started all that Chuck Norris crap.
Oh, is that you? Okay.
Oh, that was you.
Oh, it's your fault. Okay.
I think it was his brother that like retweeted it or something, and then all these people just start doing all these jokes about it, and then old bag of donuts gets in there and gets a death threat.
Chris is gonna send you a thank you card on that.
No, he told me. He told me he's not gonna. He told me he emphatically stated he's not going to kill me. So.
I read that one.
That'll be all right.
You guys have a good show and keep it up.
Thanks, Ryan, for calling again.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what, Chris? You may have become bulletin board material.
You may have.
Well, he, you know, he owes it all to me, I think, at this point. I think it's fair to say. So, you know,
any success
he has, he'll give it to me. So I'm more than happy about that.
You should send him something to put up in his locker.
I should just send him weekly tweets about how bad he is, and then I'll just fire him up. There you go.
Maybe a dozen donuts, you know.
Yeah, that's what I tried to do with Will Blackman, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, okay, Twitter, on Twitter we've got Found in Idaho. Colleen is responding to something that John, who called earlier, was talking about. He raised the idea of Corey Hall being the one that gets ousted. What do you guys think about that?
Ooh. Could happen.
Could see that. The thing about Hall I like is that he's got – I think he's the surest pass catcher out of those three. Which I think,
well, John
to me,
Kuhn does those dives. Those, I mean, the really athletic dives.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like saying if it's on TV, it must be true.
But you know how much we throw to running backs.
We're keeping all three. I'll mark it down. None of them guys.
Really?
Anywhere.
Oh, yep. That can't. Oh, I can't go through another year of three fullbacks.
You think that Quinn Johnson has that good of a camp? I mean,
I think Quinn doesn't go no matter what. I think he's the biggest lock of the three, to be honest with you. Is that a phone call?
No, it wasn't. Actually, there's a fax machine next to me that just went off. So.
At a campground?
Yeah, well, I'm in the business center, so.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'm surrounded by all this stuff.
Roasting marshmallows, suddenly you remember that, oh, I've got to get that application faxed in right now.
Well, guys, you know what? I think we have come to the conclusion of another show.
I heard the air horn.
Minutes left. That was the air horn going off there. So, first of all, I just want to say thank you to all of you out there who are listening to us on this Thursday off-season night and getting excited for 15 days to the start of training camp. I'm pretty excited.
And those were
Yes. Chris Lempesis, thank you so much for joining us tonight from oldbagofdonuts.com.
That's big time.
Thank you guys for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is a blast. It really is. It's great having you
here. It sure
was. Check out his blog every day if you can. Put that on your list of daily must-see blog viewing. Awesome, awesome blog, especially off-season and in-season.
Whoa.
I'm not sure what that was.
I don't know. It sounded like a combination between a train and a bong hit or something. I don't know.
That's me. I think I'm standing outside a friend's house right now, and a couple motorcycles just shot by. So.
Oh, okay.
So.
Anyway, we would like to invite you back next week. We're still planning on Cheesehead Radio next Thursday night, 8 o'clock, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We also invite you to check out cheeseheadtv.com. We know in the week we have Corey and Aaron and Brian, who are all planning on being live at the stockholders meeting in a week. And at the, I believe there's a tweet up meeting down at, where was that, guys?
Titletown Brewery, I'll be there.
Titletown Brewery, yeah. I think I try to swing there myself. Holly, are you going to be there?
In spirit.
Yeah, nice. Excellent.
I will be there in spirit.
Excellent. But we will be there. I want to thank our callers in tonight. Let's see if I catch them all. Dan, Ryan, Max, and John, who all called in tonight. Thank you very much. And
thank
we
you.
Hope to hear from you again next week. What do you think, guys?
Cheesehead Radio rules.